Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. India and Sri Lanka sign agreements in defense, energy and trade sectors to promote strategic and developmental partnership. Union Minister of State Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar affirms Donor Ministry's commitment to promoting economic growth and investment in Northeast, including Nagaland. Says total of 420 projects sanctioned for Nagaland under Donor. Chief Minister Nipurio says Konyak Heritage Complex is aimed at empowering community growth. And Minister Jacob Jimomi stresses the need for participatory growth and youth empowerment. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today, aimed at bolstering the strategic and developmental partnership between the two neighbours. Several agreements in various sectors, including defence, energy and trade, were signed in the presence of the two leaders. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that President Dissanayake had chosen India for his first foreign visit, calling it a reflection of the deep and special ties between the two nations. The two leaders also discussed the long-standing fishermen issue and agreed to adopt a humanitarian approach. Mr. Modi stressed the need for the quick release of detained fishermen and the return of their boats.
हमने मछुआरों की आजीविका से जुड़े मुद्दों पर भी चर्चा की हम सहमत हैं कि हमें इस मामले में एक मानवीय अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ना चाहिए हमने मछुआरों को तुरंत रिहा किया जाने और उनकी बोट्स को वापस भेजने पर भी बल दिया
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी आल्सो रिसीव्ड द मित्रा विभूषणा अवार्ड फ्रॉम श्रीलंकन प्रेसिडेंट अनुराधा कुमारा दिसानायक मिस्टर मोदी सेड It's an honor to 140 crore Indians and shows the historical relation and deep friendship between the people of the two countries. Minister of State for Education and Donor, Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar emphasized the pivotal role of the Ministry of Donor in advancing the vision of balanced, sustainable and inclusive growth for the northeastern region. Speaking at the inauguration of the Konyak Heritage Complex, cum Konyak Aulang Monu 2025 in Mon Town today, Dr. Mazumdar noted that the establishment of the ministry marked a significant step in the government of India's commitment to addressing the unique challenges faced by the northeastern states. The minister also highlighted several key policies and interventions by the Ministry of Donor and the government of India in Nagaland over the past few years. He said that a total of 420 projects amounting to 5,081 crore rupees have been sanctioned for Nagaland under various schemes of the Ministry of Donor, including NESID's roads, NESID's other than road infrastructure, NEC schemes and PM Divine with a focus on infrastructure, healthcare, education and employment generation. Of these, 305 projects with 3,185 crore rupees have already been successfully completed, delivering tangible benefits to the people of Nagaland.
The Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region remains committed to fostering economic growth and investment in the Northeast, including Nagaland. 9 investor roadshows have been successfully conducted till date from 2023 onwards across major business hubs. These roadshows have played a crucial role in highlighting Nagaland's business-friendly environment and opportunities for industrial expansion. As a result of these efforts, 82 Memorandum of Understanding and Investment Intent have been signed, leading to an investment commitment of rupees almost 8,671 crore in Nagaland in the years to come.
Chief Minister Nipurio, along with Union Minister of State for Education and Donor, Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar, today inaugurated the Konyak Heritage Complex at Mon and unveiled a monolith coinciding with Aulang Monu Festival of the Konyak community. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Rio said the Konyak Heritage Complex is a development initiative by the Nagaland government aimed at empowering community growth, which features traditional moorings, modern sports facilities and vibrant spaces where art, creativity and talents can be nurtured and celebrated. Mr. Rio said, though the work of the heritage are done through NEC and Donor, while other works are being managed by the state government. He said, though Duda department will be looking after the heritage complex, Mr. Rio urged the Konya community to maintain the complex. Stressing on the importance of culture, Mr. Rio said, one must protect, promote and preserve one's identity.
Konyak heritage complex te kiman kam hoise eto LDC donor para funding dise na ponjia rasta holi bi dusra alag alag eto kan sob state government para manage kare kina jaise nagaland ye holi bi eastern phale holi bi apna kan to amakar culture tradition apnar ekta torch bearer thaki kina government logote milai kina Amakan culture tradition to identity to Amakan protect korbalage, promote korbalage, or preserve rakibalage. Kinaga recognize korbo, history, identity, our culture tradition, our customary law, aru, inaga dindi amakan forefathers, amakan ancestors ke, amko bhabibalage.
Emphasizing on the importance of festival, Mr. Rio said that one must not forget the legacy of the ancestors, adding that the success of the festival is due to collective efforts and unity. Mr. Rio urged the Konya community to lead as an example to other Naga tribe through their cultural promotion and preservation. Later, the chief minister and the union minister of state also inspected the Morungs and Museum. The heritage complex housed 9 morungs of 9 constituencies, museum, amphitheatre and multi-purpose hall. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister of State for Education and Donor Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar today lauded the Konyak Heritage Complex and Konyak Heritage Site as a significant initiative dedicated to preserving and promoting the rich cultural legacy of the Konyak tribe. Speaking at the inauguration of the Konyak Heritage Complex cum Konyak Auling Monu 2025 in Mon Town, Dr. Mazumdar noted that the multidisciplinary site has been designed to enhance tourism, support local livelihoods, and ensure that future generations stay connected to their cultural roots.
Each structure within this heritage site tells a unique story of the Konyak way of life, their traditional values and their artistic expressions. The Ministry of Donor has been at the forefront for driving the vision of balanced, sustainable and inclusive growth for the Northeastern region. The creation of the ministry was a landmark moment in Government of India's commitment to the Northeast states as it understood the need for the dedicated approach to addressing the unique challenges of this region.
The minister credited the success of this ambitious project to the hard work of the Department of Underdeveloped Areas, Government of Nagaland, and the generous support from the Northeastern Council and the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, DONA. He emphasized that the project stands as a symbol of the central government's commitment to preserving and celebrating Nagaland's diverse cultural heritage. While maintaining that festivals play a vital role in preserving culture, he said the festival is a beautiful reminder of the importance of cultural preservation in our rapidly changing world.
The Konyaks, one of the largest and the most prominent tribes, has a proud history of bravery, resilience and artistic excellence. Today, we come together not only to celebrate their traditions, but also to recognize their significant contribution to our nation's cultural diversity.
Dr. Mazumdar further said, our nation is blessed with diverse communities, each contributing uniquely to our cultural identity, and the Konyaks are an integral part of this beautiful mosaic. Minister for Public Health Engineering Department and Corporation Jacob Jimomi stressed the need for participatory development and a collective journey towards peace and prosperity in the state. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 31st Biennial General Conference of the Angami Students' Union held at Konoma Village, he commended the contributions of Angami leaders in preserving Naga identity. Mr. Jimomi observed that Nagaland is blessed with a well-educated and informed youth population, many of whom are employed in both government and private sectors, while others work as farmers and entrepreneurs.
Many were fortunate, they have made into the government sector. Many Nagas have made into the Union Public Service Commission and State Public Service Commission. But again, many are being left unemployed. So this is the biggest challenge of our state today. Our government is working hard, exploring all possibilities to see that our youths are employed. Not only employed, but gainfully employed. That is the priority of our state government right now.
He underlined that it is not feasible for any government to absorb all youth into public service and emphasized the importance of startups and entrepreneurship. Furthermore, Jimomi reminded the Angami community to reflect, support one another and work collectively for the social and economic development of Nagaland. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. India and Sri Lanka signed agreements in defence, energy and trade sectors to promote strategic and developmental partnership. Union Minister of State Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar affirms Donor Ministry's commitment to promoting economic growth and investment in Northeast, including Nagaland, says total of 420 projects sanctioned for Nagaland under Donor. Chief Minister Nipurio says Konyak Heritage Complex is aimed at empowering community growth. And Minister Jacob Jimomi stresses the need for participatory growth and youth empowerment. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.